Drivers and contractors spearheading the construction of the new bypass deserve most of the credit for a relatively smooth transition, says Travis Phillips of Washington's Transportation Department.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I put this at about a 9, actually. The good news for drivers is this is one of only a couple really long-term closures that we'll have to have for the life of the viaduct program.
However, he warns drivers the viaduct is going to function a little differently from here on out, mostly just slower. The bypass
is going to carry a 25-mile-an-hour reduced speed limit. You'll also have a reduced speed limit on the entire viaduct, taking it from 50 down to 40.
The slowdown will likely mean additional congestion, so plan on adding an extra 10 minutes to peak travel times through Soto. In the meantime, crews are moving forward with the next phase of the project, prepping for the deep bore tunnel. But we've got a few years to prepare for Via Doom, the sequel. Phelps says the next long-term closure will be in 2015. Vanessa Romo, KPLU News.